It's Christmas Day. Woo! It's the day we've been anxiously awaiting to celebrate. It's the morning many of us have been anticipating. And all the craziness and chaos that we've been trying to reduce and avoid and mitigate has led us to this moment in time. It's time to breathe. And on this Christmas day, as we celebrate more Christ and less chaos, it's good to know that Jesus Christ has set us free from the stress of holiday chaos so that we can enjoy a day of Sabbath. Let's find out more. I invite you to take out your Bible and turn with me to Luke chapter 2. Our gospel reading this morning is verses 16 through 20. Follow along as we hear the good news. They, the shepherds, they went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw this, they reported what they had been told about the child. And everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. And the shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Everything happened just as they had been told. It's the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, may we breathe in your spirit and your peace as our soul rests in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. So for many of us today, this season, these holidays, this time of year, is really easy. Is that anybody in here? Just this time of year is easy for you? A few of us. Yeah, a few of us have just been waiting. Yeah. Yep, there are also many of us in here who are wrestling and walking into stressful situations and scenarios. And if that's you, let me offer you some wisdom. Take your expectations and bring them all the way down to the ground. This doesn't mean we make ourselves pessimist or that we expect bad things or we put on a grumpy face and a bad mood, but instead, for those of us who have high expectations, we want everything to go just right. We remove those expectations, we remove those things that we tend to build up or the expectations that we want to build up. So that way, when the good does happen, it can be a bonus to our Christmas experience. So this Christmas, just let them be. Give yourself permission to lay it all down. You don't have to engage with that family member who sees things the opposite of you, because Christmas is not the moment to set them straight, to correct them or challenge them, or to challenge their ideas, or to think that this is the day that we're finally going to get through. And don't take their bait, because it never works and you always end up regretting it later. And you don't have to answer all those questions of the nosy aunt and uncle, and you don't have to enter into that never-ending argument, and you don't have to feed off of someone else's disappointment about you, and you don't have to pick that fight. You get to choose how much control of your mental energy and emotions that you will hand over. Because the reality is, none of this will be perfect. So what are our expectations? Are they too high? Are they unrealistic? Are we hoping someone will behave differently than they always have? Simply let this day be what it is. Christmas. This way, we can compliment instead of criticize, and we can shrug off the negative instead of going up in flames. This way, we can up the ante on joy. We can offer graceful and generous responses, and we can be the best thing happening in the room. An example of something that could have ruined the holiday. Yesterday, we got a call from Tim. After Dave had been up here to check on the things in the church, and I'd been up here to check, just an hour and a half later, we get a call from Tim that there is water everywhere. A line had frozen and burst above the conference room back there, and it had flooded the conference room and many other rooms and the hallways and even into the Crossroads worship space. And yet, in a short amount of time, there were about a dozen or so of us in there mopping and squeegeeing and shop vacuuming up water and moving furniture and trying to dry out the floors. We took care of business. We didn't allow it to ruin our evening, but most of all, no one was hurt, and we were able to come together to worship and to celebrate for the Christmas Eve service. In a season where we're encouraged to be generous with our grace and our time and our words, if we can find ways to offer these kinds of gifts, generosity, grace, and time to those around us, then it's harder for those around us to stress us out. And when we think about it, it's silly how much time and money and energy and effort and emotion we put into celebrating Christmas to allow ourselves to get stressed out about it. I get it, we want it to be perfect. Yet I'm pretty sure that getting all wrapped up in all the trappings of a commercialized Christmas is kind of missing the point. And the reality is we allow it to make us miserable. But the truth is, creating a perfect Christmas is not up to us. More than that, Christmas in itself is already perfect. It's perfect because Christ is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. And God is what's perfect. And Jesus is what's perfect about Christmas. In our scripture today, when the shepherds heard the message from the angels and the heavenly choir offered its first Christmas cantata as background music, they rushed off to see everything that the angels had told them about. And when they got there and they saw the 6-pound baby, tiny newborn Jesus all snuggly and swaddled up in that manger, they told Mary and Joseph and all those who were around everything that they saw and what had brought them there. And they shared their experience for this miracle for themselves. It was perfect. But then guess what? They glorified and they praised God. They thought about all the amazing stuff. And then they went home. And they didn't think about next year and which route Joseph would take back to Bethlehem or what kind of donkey Mary might ride into town on or which house or cave had the better stable or if they could afford the ritzy bed and breakfast downtown or the one out by the lake. Instead, they thought about the good things. They enjoyed the moment. They praised God. And they went home. And I'm confident that they went home and rested. What about you? With all the doing that we're doing and that you're doing, when are we going to find the time for being? When will we just be? Wouldn't it be wonderful to just find some time each day to just sit and pray and meditate on God's word? Wouldn't it be wonderful to just take a moment each day to think about what really matters? And I'm not asking you to shut yourself away for hours or even for an hour a day. though that might be great. Yet what if we paused a few moments each day and remember the holiest of holies? Even if it's just for a moment, I promise you that pause will make a difference. Because God did not send Jesus to stress us out. Jesus was not born so we might wallow in stress or in traffic or in line, cursing under our breath about how late we are to the family dinner. He came to set us free. He came to set me free. He came to set you free from the stress and anxiety and the fear of not being or doing enough. Through the unconditional love and the undeniable presence of Jesus, you are invited to rest in the grace of God. Here's what I mean. Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11, teaches us to remember the Sabbath day and to treat it as holy. It's a day of rest. Now, is this particular day a Saturday or a Sunday, or is it some other day? Well, according to Jesus, that particular day isn't what's important. What's important is that we stop and rest. So today, we rest. Psalms 46:10 says, "That's enough. Know that I am God." In other words, that's enough stressing and worrying. That's enough fighting and bickering. That's enough violence and destruction. That's enough trying to earn my love. Instead, let God be God and know that God is love. Or as the old NRSV translation says, "Be still and know that I am God." So instead of worrying or stressing or doing, maybe we can pause. We can relax and just be. We can breathe out our thanks to God. And we can take notice of how good and faithful God has been to us. We can pay attention to how God's faithful love is always with us. And we can lean into the good news of great joy for all people. So when the stress starts to rise and that blood pressure starts to spike and you feel that anxiety overwhelming, take a moment to pause, to breathe, and to follow some of these tips to bring it all back down. Pick up your favorite gift book or devotional. Maybe it's something on the Advent or on Christmas, and take a moment to read it, even if it's just for 3 minutes, you know, the length of a football commercial. Say a quick Christmas prayer in those in-between moments between activities to keep your Yule time sanity and serenity. Give yourself permission to say no. Even if it's something you said yes to in the past, this time or this year, you're allowed to change your mind and you're allowed to defy those social norms and those family traditions. Read the Christmas story with your family, whether it's the first couple of chapters in Matthew or Luke, or maybe it's a book specifically about the birth story. Enjoy the moment with your family and the conversations it creates. Or sing a song or a Christmas carol about the birth of Jesus. And when you finish, tell Jesus thank you for coming into the world. And finally, find a way to relax and pamper yourself. Maybe it's a spa day. Maybe it's a pedicure. Maybe it's taking a nap, or maybe it's just going for a hike. Even if the weather outside is yucky, kind of like how it is today, maybe then it's just a dance party in the kitchen or in the living room, or maybe you just bake some cookies. But as we hit the climax of the holiday season, there are many ways we can simplify our life and we can simplify Christmas. And one of the greatest is to simplify our expectations. And what I mean is hold on to your ideas and your hopes for the holidays, but do so loosely. We don't have to hold on so tight to things that our knuckles begin to turn white. Instead, find time to relax, to rest, to experience Sabbath. It takes continual and intentional effort to stop our busy and chaotic lives and pause for a moment to rest. One of the most beautiful gifts we've ever been given is the Sabbath. So let's protect it fiercely. And let's make this sacred time a priority of worship and rest. Even if you're like me and you're driven in high energy and always wanting to go and to do and to improve and to grow and to test your limits, our hearts still crave time to rest. Our soul still longs for time to slow down and worship. God gave this day its own name. And God says all of creation, all people, even the animals, are to keep this day. So as we embrace a simpler Christmas, let's trust the wisdom of God's design and make sure that we all take a moment to be still and rest. Amen.